Hey there, digital detoxes. Welcome back to Digital Poison, your daily dose of sanity in a crazy online world. I'm Rachel Carter, and let's be real, sometimes it feels like our lives are on fast forward, constantly scrolling, always plugged in. Ever feel like you're running from one notification to the next without truly experiencing anything? You know that feeling when you realize you've spent an hour mindlessly browsing social media and have absolutely no memory of those minutes? It's easy to get caught up in the digital whirlwind, but I'm here to tell you there's a way out, and it's not about deleting all your apps, though that might help. It's about reclaiming your present moment through mindfulness. This isn't some woo-woo, incense-burning thing either. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the now without judgment. So, why is this so important? Well, when we're constantly bombarded with information and demands, our minds are in overdrive, leaving little space for peace and joy. Mindfulness helps us hit the pause button, tune out the noise, and truly connect with ourselves and our surroundings. Think of it like hitting refresh on your brain, a much-needed detox from the digital overload. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your mindfulness journey. 1. Embrace those many moments. You don't need hours of meditation to experience the benefits of mindfulness. It's about finding joy in the little things, the delicious first sip of coffee, the warmth of the sun on your skin, or even the sound of rain falling outside. Pay attention to these sensory details and savor them fully. 2. Become a conscious consumer. Seriously, put down your phone for 5 minutes. When you're scrolling through social media, are you truly engaging with the content, or just mindlessly tapping away? Take a break from the constant stream of information and ask yourself, what am I gaining from this? If it's not bringing value to your life, it might be time to unfollow or take a step back. 3. Ground yourself in nature. There's something truly magical about spending time outdoors. Whether it's taking a walk in the park, planting a garden, or simply sitting under a tree, connecting with nature can help you feel grounded and centered. The fresh air, the sounds of birdsong, the rustling leaves, all these elements can soothe your mind and bring you back to the present moment. 4. Practice mindful breathing. It's simple yet powerful. Take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of the air entering and leaving your body. This can help calm your nervous system and reduce stress. You can practice this anytime, anywhere at your desk, in traffic, or even before bed. 5. Be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about achieving perfection, it's about accepting yourself exactly as you are. When your mind wanders, and it will, simply acknowledge it and gently guide your attention back to the present moment. Don't beat yourself up over distractions, just start fresh with each breath. Think about the last time you truly felt present, when you were engrossed in a conversation, lost in a book, or simply enjoying a delicious meal. Can you remember the sensations, the emotions, the details? That's the power of mindfulness. It allows us to experience life more fully and appreciate the little things. And speaking of feeling present, imagine this. You're having lunch with a friend. Instead of checking your phone every few minutes, you're truly listening to them, making eye contact, and engaging in meaningful conversation. You notice the flavors of your food, the warmth of the sun on your skin, and the sound of laughter filling the air. That's what mindful living feels like, a genuine connection with yourself, others, and the world around you. So, are you ready to ditch the digital distractions and embrace the joy of the present moment? Remember, mindfulness isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's a journey of small steps, moments of awareness, and continuous practice. Every time you take a conscious breath, savor a taste, or fully engage in an experience, you're taking a step closer to living a more mindful, fulfilling life. Let me know your thoughts on this episode. Share your favorite mindfulness tips and stories with me on social media. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep that digital detox going strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.